Talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and
ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. Israel issuing a warning Sunday to people at a hospital in Gaza where thousands were sheltered that the building has been marked as a Hamas command post.
People running for their lives, the injured sprawled out on the ground, including a young boy. Israel ordering the evacuation of one of the main hospitals in Gaza City, hitting targets nearby after claiming it has evidence Hamas operates command and control centers underneath hospitals in Gaza, which Hamas and some aid groups deny.
ABC's Matt Rivers. A historic five-day hearing getting underway in Colorado Monday as a court will gather information about a challenge to Donald Trump's eligibility to appear on the state's ballot that was brought by a group of voters. The group says Trump is ineligible under a clause of the 14th Amendment regarding insurrection. The death toll in Mexico from Hurricane Otis rising to 48 as recovery efforts continue. This is ABC News. Questions remain about Matthew Perry's final hours after the Friends star was found dead at his home in Los Angeles on Saturday.
Investigators say Perry was discovered Saturday afternoon unconscious in his hot tub, but by the time police arrived, it was too late to save him. Officers immediately put up a white tent to shield the scene from paparazzi as helicopters swarmed overhead. According to TMZ, Perry had been in good spirits earlier in the day and had played pickleball for 2 hours at a nearby club. The L.A. County Medical Examiner finished their autopsy Sunday, finding no obvious signs of trauma and no evidence of foul play. But the report did not reveal a cause of death, pending a toxicology report, which could take weeks.
ABC's Andrew Dimber. The federal judge overseeing former President Trump's 2020 election interference case has reinstated a narrow gag order over Trump, barring him from making public comments about prosecutors, court staff, and potential witnesses. Despite this, Trump took to social media afterward to criticize the judge. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pay raises for district attorneys and public defenders appear to be having the desired effect. Vacancies are down since the raises went into effect July 1st. Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President Eric Tony tells Wisconsin Public Radio that morale is also better. Public defenders say much the same about retention and morale. Now, Tony says he wants lawmakers to create more prosecutor jobs to help lighten the workload. Tomorrow is Prescription Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin. People who have old prescription drugs sitting around the medicine cabinet can bring them to one of 140 events happening around the state. There are also nearly 500 drop boxes where people can leave their old medicine anytime. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin is consistently one of the national leaders in the safety effort, and it makes a difference. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. Green Bay charged with 9 penalties, a loss of 99 yards, disrupting their offense. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was obviously tough to watch. You know, just way too many mistakes.
The Vikings improved to 4-4, a game behind the Lions, but Minnesota has likely lost quarterback Kirk Cousins due to a torn Achilles tendon. NBA, the Bucks struggled on defense, losing to the Hawks last night 127-110 in Milwaukee. Head coach Adrian Griffin on what the Bucks tried to do to stop the Hawks shooters and guard Trae Young.
We tried a little bit of everything. You know, he's a great player.
And the Badgers losing to Ohio State Saturday night 24-10 at Camp Randall. Quarterback Braden Locke asked if it was less disappointing losing to a team ranked third in the nation.
Thought it was an incredible atmosphere tonight, and you know, everybody wanted to get it done, and it sucks that we didn't.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 22. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 34. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 24.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach on the board, Carol Kane live with me in studio in downtown Waukesha. And every Thursday from 11 to 11:30, we have a public service announcement with our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Good morning, Dr. K. How are you?
I'm well. Hello, my friends. How are you all today?
We are good.
Fine.
Carol's hurting a little bit. She was almost killed by a ladder a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
I fell.
I know. You know what? It's just, I think I just do it to myself so that I can feel alive.
I do it so I can feel something.
I know. To take me out of the doldrums of my regular life.
But we're muddling through. Glad to have you with us, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have a question for the doctor, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. But we're going to start out with something, Dr. Lyerly, that you shared, and I had not heard anything about this, bee pollen.
Yeah, this is news to me, too.
Bee pollen supplements. So what...
Well, clearly, you are not on TikTok.
Yes, I am not on TikTok. And
great assumption there, Doc.
Yeah, but
great
assumption. That was a reach for you. I am not on TikTok. So what are the supposed magical properties of bee pollen supplements?
So before we get into bee pollen, I think it's important to talk about TikTok and how by social media, not just TikTok, but Instagram as well, lots of these types of cures are being spread around that are not truthful, that are actually potentially harmful. And there's no data, there's no evidence, there are no experts behind this. It's really scary. And this bee pollen one is, I mean, this is not like a dangerous, devastating, like people are, you know, jumping off of cliffs, but so people are sprinkling a little bit of bee pollen into their smoothies or on their cereal. It seems very innocuous, but for some people, they're having serious reactions to the bee pollen, and not just immediate reactions, but reactions that form after repeated use. So maybe they do it for a week straight, and then suddenly they start to notice that something doesn't feel right. Maybe they're itchy or they're having a hard time breathing. But it can turn into a life-threatening situation just by using this, what's meant to be, what's marketed as a natural supplement.
And what is bee pollen supposed to do for you?
Well, theoretically, it contains phytoestrogens, which is a plant-based type of estrogen The data isn't really good on this. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. There are lots of plants that have this phytoestrogen in it, most notably soybeans. But somehow there is this information out there that these phytoestrogens taken regularly can increase your breast size.
What?
So that's what's circulating on TikTok is sprinkle a little bee pollen on your cereal and your breasts will grow.
Come on. I know. Is there an age limit on this?
And I have a question too, Doc.
Carol, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there, you know, there is kind of. So it can be particularly harmful in people with hormone sensitive conditions. So pregnancy and certainly postmenopausal people would be potentially at more risk, but this hasn't been studied. This is not FDA regulated, and we don't really know what's in these supplements and whether there is a phytoestrogen component and what it really does to you. So if you choose to do this, you are really experimenting with your own health with the potential for it to cause harm.
Doctor, I don't know if you saw, but John Oliver did an episode of Last Week Tonight about supplements and the very rough shot. There's really like the amount of research is either a lot or a little. It's just all over the place and no one really knows. But if you get a celebrity or a doctor on social media who says this is great, they're like, oh, this must work then. And I feel like this is just the continuation of this sort of practice where it's like it's on TikTok, it's popular, it must be true.
I think you are entirely right. And to be very clear, supplements are not FDA regulated. So you could take two jars of the same supplement off the shelf at the same store and have them tested, and they could have very different ingredients in them. Isn't that scary?
Well, and what's scary, I think, Dr. Lyerly, is just our assumption that everything is tested and checked before it gets on the store shelves, and that's just not what happens when it comes to supplements.
No, not at all.
I mean,
right. And, you know, the one that makes me go ahead, Carol.
No. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I was going to say the one that makes me the craziest is when you watch Fox or MSNBC, because I like to go between the two. And you see the ones for the fruits and the veggies. Have you seen these commercials?
No.
They make it seem like, well, you don't have to eat your fruits and veggies. I mean, you know, that would be good. But instead, you should just take these supplements that cost $100 and you'll be good. And it doesn't work that way. Again, these supplements are not regulated. You don't know what's in these supplements. And B, you still need to eat your fruits and vegetables. So when they market that to you, that is just a bait and switch to sell you something to get your money that actually makes you less healthy when you think you're doing something to make you healthier. That makes me so angry.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. If you're just joining us, we are in the midst of our public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have a question for the doctor, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about this trend of influencers on TikTok and Instagram talking up the value of bee pollen supplements to make your breasts larger.
Yeah.
What can I take to make mine smaller?
Oh, there you go.
I have the same question asking for a friend.
Is there like grasshopper pollen or something I can use that's going to make mine go in the opposite direction? Because every time I see really cute shirts and stuff, it's like, I can't wear that.
Okay.
I'd love to wear that.
Well, you know, hey, Doc, the thing is that this kind of, you know, belief, and I have something to tell you, but this has been going on forever and ever and ever. What Greg said is complete, but with the proliferation of social media, it's even worse. But what Greg said is absolutely true, too. You get somebody in Hollywood or a celebrity, you know, because I remember a woman that I knew, she lived on the east side of Milwaukee. She was flying to Los Angeles to get coffee enemas because, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Because she said it helped her lose weight. It's because some celebrity was touting coffee enemas. And I went, What?
First of all, can't you do that at home? If that's really something that you want to do, you have to go to LA.
That's complicated though, Jane. I mean, think about the mechanics there. That's twisty.
There you go. But this was somebody, it was like a celebrity talking about their doctor. And so she wanted to go
to that doctor.
And I use that term loosely, doctor. Yeah.
We are so gullible people. Why on earth do we put our faith in some TikTok influencer when it comes to making medical decisions.
Jane, because we want something and we want it easily to digest, and the responsibility of doing real research on something like that is not something we as a people do anymore. And when someone we like likes something, that's all we need.
That's all we need. I did my own research.
Yep.
There you go.
844. But let's not discount the influence of politics when it comes to this misinformation and disinformation, because I mean, COVID just unmasked all of that.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. 844-967-2789. Texter says, Dr. Lyerly, certainly you are not suggesting that not every piece of information on the internet is 100% accurate. That's blasphemy.
I know, but people count on this stuff. Yeah. I mean, people, especially when it's supplements, people really think that these supplements are going to help them live a healthier life, when in reality, there are probably other things that they should be doing or could be doing. Like, for example, you asked about smaller breasts, and Jane, I do not recommend grasshopper pollen.
Okay, just worth asking.
That was adorable. But, you know, sometimes people do have problems with large breasts or back pain. There aren't really any nutritional things you can do there. But if you talk with your doctor, you can find the right person to do. It's a surgery.
Right.
But it is a surgery that can be life-changing for people. So there are solutions out there. And if you are masking a problem that you have that affects either your health or your self-esteem, maybe it affects your mental health by that pathway, then you deserve to have some answers to at least know that there are options for you to be able to treat these problems and get some solutions so you can live your best life.
Well, and again, though, I think we just never learn our lessons. How many years ago was it St. John's wort? That was the thing that's going to change everybody's lives. You have to take St. John's wort because it will do these things. Then it was acai berries, right?
That's acai berries.
Oh, fine, whatever.
Gosh, Jane.
The fancy berry.
Get out of my co-op.
But you've got turmeric now. You know, I mean, they're everywhere. It's such big business. It's such big business. And it's kind of, you know, once again, I'm a pharmacist's daughter, so I...
She's a doctor.
Yes, I was. I went down to a third world country and I got my doctor's license. No, but I mean, the thing is that... It is such big business, and it's hard to combat. I mean, if you go into your local drugstore, there's walls of these things.
Yes.
Walls of these things.
And again, the assumption we have is that all of that stuff has been thoroughly checked out and thoroughly peer-reviewed and vetted, and it's not. It's just not.
Don't you think that part of it, too, is that people don't have access to healthcare, so they're looking for things that they can afford?
Yes.
So they have a problem, and they're like, well, they go to the pharmacy, and they do a little Googling, and they're like, well, maybe vitamin D is going to solve my problem. Vitamin D is in vogue right now. Vitamin D is important.
Sure.
But it's not going to solve all your problems, and it's certainly not going to give you the same kind of health outcome that having a relationship with a trusted healthcare provider would give you. If you have the money and the access and the proximity and the ability to take time off of work and the help with your kids and all of those other things that will get you to the place where you need to go so you can get your questions answered.
You make a really, really good point, though. You're right. They're looking for an easier, cheaper solution because of a lack of healthcare as well. Well, we're going to keep this discussion going. Dr. Lyerly with us for the next segment. If you have a question, 844-967-2789. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we always love to hear from you at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Coming up at 11:33, going to talk to the Wisconsin man who broke the state record for growing the state's largest pumpkin. It's over 2,400 pounds. Stay tuned for that. It should be a lot of fun. Right now, though, I think this is a great thing. From WPR, state-funded driver's education could be coming back to Wisconsin for the first time in 20 years. Shocking but true, Greg Bach, the state assembly has approved a bipartisan bill.
Wait a minute. Say that. I'm shocked here. I have something for that. Say it again. A what?
The state assembly has approved a bipartisan bill. Yes. Stand up and applaud. Providing up to $400 in grants for low-income families to help pay for driver's ed. Governor Ears, who included state-funded driver's education in his previous budget, is signaling he will support the measure. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We had driver's ed in high school, and that was a rite of passage. To take driver's ed, and then you went into the simulator that was usually in this truck or like a truck trailer on the side of the school, and then you would drive like a bad video game and then try and not hit pedestrians and things. It was a rite of passage, though. You went to the simulator. That's what we called it.
We didn't have a simulator per se. We had a room, I think it was at South High School here in Waukesha, with just desks that had steering wheels and shifters on them. And you didn't control anything. You just drove along with the video that was playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these were a little bit, mine was a little bit more individualistic. We didn't have the one big screen that everyone followed. We were all kind of in our own little video games. When, again, back in the day, Greg Bach, when we just switched over from horses.
Okay, Grandma.
Private driver's education programs can cost between $350 and $650. And according to a quote in this article, teenagers 15 to 20 without driver's education are responsible for 91% of teen driver crashes. That's bad.
That's, wow.
Yeah, that's really, really bad.
I remember that because I'm not sure if it's still this way here in Wisconsin, but like I remember my first, when you get your driver's license, when you are under 18, those first years are probationary. And my parents made it very clear. You are a young driver. You are on probation and your insurance is already very high because of those things.
Right.
So you have to be extra careful. So there's no pressure there on a young human driving a 4,000 pound machine trying not to do anything wrong.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Text John from the Falls. Are you saying Republicans are actually going to vote to provide funding for an educational item on an equal basis for everyone?
Well, yeah, because driver's ed will allow them to buy a car and they won't say, hey, give me mass transit. Boom. See what I did there?
Oh, I got that. This is critical for, I mean, this isn't just about kids in the big cities like Madison and Milwaukee. This is, I think, critical for kids all across the state. as you said, Greg, you still, in most instances, you have to have a car if you're going to get a job, because we just don't have really good mass transit here.
We don't. We do not. That's a whole, I mean, that's a whole other conversation. And more kids nowadays are just kind of putting off getting driver's licenses because they have friends who have licenses. There's Uber, there's Lyft.
Right.
I mean, it's not as necessary as it used to be. And, you know, just the idea of like not having to pay insurance and a car payment, you just like, I just pay Lyft and Uber instead.
Provided you live in a community that offers that.
Correct.
You know, I guess there's a lot of, you know, smaller rural areas. Maybe they have one Lyft driver. It's Frank.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. We love Frank. Again, I think this is a good thing. And I also think it's an important reminder, because I am an old grandma. Governor Evers has proclaimed today as Buckle Up, Phone Down Day in Wisconsin, people. We can bring a positive change in driver behavior and create safer roads. Take the pledge and commit to wearing a seatbelt and put your phone down while you're driving. Are there really people who don't buckle up?
Yes. Yes. I know someone.
You do?
Yep.
A friend?
I'd say more like a person I know.
And have you ever asked why?
Yes, I have asked why. And he told me that his not exact words. It's a paraphrase. I won't let the government take that much control over my body.
Oh, good God. Be a woman for a day.
Sorry. I don't mean to laugh at that, but that was funny.
Well, come on. The government can't make me make myself safer. I don't want to do that. Buckle up, people.
Grandma Jane has told you.
Just do it. Just buckle up and please put your phone down, because we can always tell who's looking at their phone because you're floating over the lanes because you're not concentrating. And I know that you are a special human being with special superpowers, but I worry for you.
Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Which is why I want you to buckle up and put down your phone.
All right. Okay? All right.
Thank you. Just do it today. Just do it for the day. See how it goes.
I don't understand, honestly. Like, when I don't have my safety belt on, I feel very weird.
Absolutely.
It feels very odd to not have that on.
It's so automatic now.
Yeah.
I lock the door and I put my belt on. That's the order that I do things. So anyway, please be safe and be careful how you drive. When we come back, the grower of the state record breaking pumpkin is going to be here in just a couple of minutes. I hope you can stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and you're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israel issuing a warning Sunday to people at a hospital in Gaza where thousands were sheltered that the building has been marked as a Hamas command post.
People running for their lives. The injured sprawled out on the ground, including a young boy. Israel ordering the evacuation of one of the main hospitals in Gaza City, hitting targets nearby, after claiming it has evidence Hamas operates command and control centers underneath hospitals in Gaza, which Hamas and some aid groups deny.
ABC's Matt Rivers. A historic five-day hearing getting underway in Colorado Monday as a court will gather information about a challenge to Donald Trump's eligibility to appear on the state's ballot that was brought by a group of voters. The group says Trump is ineligible under a clause of the 14th Amendment regarding insurrection. The death toll in Mexico from Hurricane Otis rising to 48 as recovery efforts continue. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has blocked a move by state lawmakers to remove the state's top election official. Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the state Senate voted to remove Megan Wolf from the position. In a court filing, Republican leaders said that the vote was symbolic. While today's motion isn't the final ruling on the matter, the judge ruled that Wolf is allowed to continue serving as the state's election administrator until they make a final decision. Penalties could be on their way up for assaulting or doxing an election official in Wisconsin. A new bipartisan bill would also keep people from looking up clerks' phone numbers or addresses through public records requests. Local clerks from across the country say they're facing more and more harassment since the 2020 presidential election. If the bill becomes law, assaulting an elections clerk could mean 18 months in jail. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 22. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 34. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 23.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere filling in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Just a reminder that Kristen is joining us every Wednesday now at 10:30 from 10:30 to 11 to give us some updates from home. Her daughter, little Frankie, turns a month old tomorrow. But every Wednesday, Kristen will be joining us for some updates. And on days when she's being, many people are saying, the perfect child, she will be on the StreamYard with us, so you can check her out as well. I am so excited about our next guest. He has made a history. The Wisconsin state pumpkin record used to be 2,283 pounds until Brian Matthewitz of Cleghorn came in with his pumpkin called Macy, which weighs 2,420 pounds. Welcome to the show, Brian Matthewitz. I'm so happy to have you with us.
Glad to join you today.
Well, were you surprised, first of all, when you broke the record?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So as a competition, there was 49 pumpkins at Stillwater Harvest Fest, and what they do is they do what's called over-the-top measurements where they determine and estimate the weight of the pumpkin. And I was put in fifth place out of the 49. So I felt pretty good about that. And it was taping 2,070 pounds, which was really cool because at the show this year, if you had the ability of growing a 2,000-pound pumpkin, you were awarded $1,000.
Oh, nice.
So I'm thinking this is cool. So yeah, so we're, you know, watching a couple pumpkins, and we talk about pumpkins going light or going heavy. That means they're based on the estimate weight, they may not get to that weight, or they are actually way more dense than what the actual estimated weight is. And as we as they put my pumpkin on the scale, and they did a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He pulled the towel, and for a split second, I thought it said 2,040 pounds. And then a double take, it was 2,420. And yeah, I kind of lost it. Everyone was going crazy and cheering. And yeah, it was a very memorable moment.
That's really cool, Brian. And first of all, who knew there were that many people interested in large pumpkin competitions? I had no idea.
Well, right. I mean, there's people that are interested in snowmobiles or interested in, you know, all kinds of different things, sports and what have you. There is a giant pumpkin commonwealth across the entire world of where large fruit, if you will, are grown and recorded. We do this for competition. So the giant pumpkin commonwealth, I'm not sure how long it's been going. A number of years, probably. I think there was a World Pumpkin Commonwealth back in the 80s, I think. And anyway, it just kept on going all over, you know, areas where they grow pumpkins, Belgium, France, Italy. It's just all kinds of places. And yeah, it's way bigger than I ever thought. I didn't really know much about it, but I got wind of it. And yeah, so glad to be a part of it.
Brian Matthewitz is our guest. His pumpkin, Macy, recently broke the state record for being a big girl, 2,420 pounds. Brian, what was the first year you got involved in this?
So about 5 years ago, the local community, Altoona, was going to have a ginormous pumpkin contest. And there was a seminar at a local business, right, that I do a lot of business called Down to Earth Garden Center, just south of Eau Claire. Claiborne's just a few miles south of Eau Claire.
Right.
Anyway, I noticed that they're going to have this seminar. So I went and learned a few things. And, you know, I've gardened all my life, and I grew big pumpkins, and I put them on the end of my driveway. You know, I'd grow 6, 8, 10 of them per plant and sell them at the end of the driveway for 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks. But I didn't know anything about this giant pumpkin thing. I learned some things that first year. You know, I had two or three on the plant, you know, didn't do a whole lot, and brought it there. And by gosh, I got 640 pounds.
For your first time?
For my first time, I was 640 pounds.
Wow.
And that was 5 years ago.
Wow. Oh my God. Now you're up to 2,400?
Well, yeah, well, that while I was there, it was kind of a rainy, gloomy day, and you know, I got to meet some of the pumpkin growers in the Midwest, and I just was just amazed as to how everybody wanted to help each other, you know, get their pumpkin to the scale. So that fall, that winter, I asked a lot of questions. There's a couple of fellas that probably got sick of me asking and texting them questions, but I wanted to figure this game out. Well, then the next year, they had the Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers Association had a pumpkin tour. And I said, sure, come on over. And I got to meet some of the, I mean, I heard these names, you know, they were like almost celebrities in the pumpkin world. And and they were at my place. Well, long and short of it, that year I grew a 1,644-pound pumpkin, almost 1,000 pounds more, and I think I got like fifth place. And then I was hooked.
we have a question from Andrew from Verona on the text line, and if you want to ask Brian a question, 844-967-2789. Andrew asks, Brian, I've heard growing pumpkins takes a ton of water. How often, how much did you have to water, especially since it was a dry year? Does that water bill deter you from trying this again next year?
Well, I live out in the country, so I do have my own well water, and the electricity probably went up $60 to $80 a month. I have solar, so that really offsets it. But I'll be honest with you, I watered in the last 40 days through August and September, 6 to 8 hours a day. And my pump in two locations, those pumping 10, 12 gallons a minute. So you can do the math.
Those things must have been smoking, Brian. Those pumps must have had smoke coming off them.
Well, believe it or not, a week and a half after the pumpkin season was over, my well died. they pulled the well, and it was like only 2.5 years old, and it was shot.
Oh, no. So what are, besides watering, which obviously is critically important, what are some of the other challenges to growing a ginormous pumpkin?
You know, it starts way in the beginning. You know, we have to decide to what seeds to plant, and then we got to get them germinated. And there's a trick to doing that. And we start that typically in the house, mid-April. And, you know, there's times you want them to germinate, and they don't. And
sure.
So I had a failure the first time, had to go again. Well, then when that's done, then about early May, you have to set them outside. Well, you know, it's cold up here. So we make little tents and little heaters and run electric cords. You bury a heating cord under the ground below where you're going to plant it. You're dealing with it in there. You have to water it. And then if the sun comes out, even if it's 50 degrees out, them tents heat up pretty fast.
Sure.
You got to make sure they're open. Otherwise, you burn up the plant. And you're dealing with then, as that comes off, you're dealing with insects, fungus, critters. It's just an ongoing, it's doing chores morning, afternoon, and night.
You are essentially babysitting large pumpkins.
Yes. I ended up, for some reason, decided to try the master gardener, where you have to grow five fruits. So I had 17 vine fruits going on at once. I don't recommend that to anybody. Well,
Brian, I have a really quick question for you. When do you sleep?
That's easy, you know, from 9 to 5. But I do my job from, you know, from 6 till 4 or 5, and then I'm basically outside till dark. You know, my wife comes home late, and we don't have any children here, so I have a love of gardening and the joy of being outside, and that's what I do all summer.
It's wonderful.
Brian Matthewitz is our guest. He is the pumpkin king. His pumpkin, Macy, recently smashed the Wisconsin state record for pumpkins at 2,420 pounds. The critters, Brian, will just anything try and eat your pumpkins? Because I have to think, if you're a mouse, looking at a 20-pound pumpkin has got to be pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have to watch everything. And, yes, there are mouse traps. There are traps for striped gophers. I had a family of striped gophers living under one of the pumpkins.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 7 of them had to find another place.
They were relocated. They went to a farm further up north.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Living their best lives.
Groundhogs can be a major problem. There's some people that really are challenged with them. But mice, the one year I caught 17 mice off of just around one pumpkin.
Wow.
We use stickies and peanut butter on traps. And yeah, we just have to just let them know that this is not where they want to be. This year was challenging because the ground was hard and dry, except my pumpkin ground, and it was soft and moist. So it seemed like it attracted more than normal.
And so now Macy's been weighed and she's on display. Once that's done, then what happens with this 2,400-pound pumpkin?
Well, when people have giant pumpkins, they have a few options, and one of them is putting it on display. I have had three of my fruits, and currently I have a 1,581-pound giant squash that's also a Wisconsin record that is sitting over at the Minnesota Zoo.
Oh, cool.
With lights on it. Yeah, and last year and the year prior, they purchased my pumpkins. And what they do then is they put them on display for the month, and then they open them. We ask to get our seeds back because that's our genetics to line up for the following year or whatever.
Sure.
And they literally feed them to the elephants.
Wow.
So, and then like I had my first one that we wanted to pick up was over 1,700 pounds, and we picked it up and it cracked. And you're like, yeah, that's a punch in the gut.
Because that disqualifies you, I assume.
No, it didn't even make the patch. We just picked it up and there was cracked underneath. And basically, so then what we set them down, the other option is then you chop it up and put it right back in the ground because it's full of fertilizer, nutrients, and whatnot. Macy will be displayed through end of October, early November at Down to Earth Garden Center off of Highway 93 south of Eau Claire. And when she is done, it had an unusual area of growth. So we've got a couple of friends. We're going to come over and we're literally going to cut it up and just learn from what we've seen and get all the seeds out of it.
That was another question from a texter, Brian. Do you sell seeds from Macy?
Well, the answer of Macy will be yes. So what we kind of do is we may hold a few seeds for our best friends or whatever they're in the group that want to grow the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. You know, records are to be broken. So I look forward to giving it to some of the best growers in Wisconsin or whomever. Then what we do is we take them seeds and we send them to clubs. So there's, I don't know how many clubs there are, 30 plus clubs across the United States, from New York to Washington to California to Minnesota, everywhere. And they'll request some seeds, and what we do is we auction them off, and that's typically in February and March, and that allows dollars to be available for competition money. You know, some of these prizes, you know, are $6,000 plus for first place.
Wow.
And they'll drop $27,000 to $35,000 at a show.
Brian Matthewitz, hang on 1 second, Brian. We are coming up against a break. Don't go away. Brian Matthewitz, the Pumpkin King. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes, Brian?
Absolutely.
Great. We will be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens.
one else is in the room where it happens.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Brian Matthewitz, who just smashed the Wisconsin pumpkin record with his pumpkin Macy at 2,420 pounds, is on the phone with us. Real quickly, though, before we finish up our conversation with Brian, Greg, we have talked to Keep Our Republic in the past. We have had them as guests on our show, and they're holding town style forums across the state trying to restore faith in elections. So they actually bring in actual elected officials to explain how things work, and they are having a meeting tonight. It's a hyper-localized community engagement seminar trying to educate people around La Crosse on how elections in Wisconsin work. So that's going to be tonight at 6:30 at the La Crosse County Administrative Center in La Crosse. And they provided us with a live stream link. So if you can't go tonight, you can still watch it on the live stream and take advantage of this, because it's really important.
I'll put those in the show notes today.
Yep, we will get them in the show notes. So give us a little time, maybe half hour up to an hour after the show is over, and we will get that up on there. Back to Brian Matthewitz, who grew this enormous pumpkin. I just love Brian. It just sounds like such a fun community to be a part of, because you all sound very, very supportive of each other.
Oh, absolutely. I encourage anybody that has any interest to look up Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers Association on the web, become a member, be a part of us. We're a lot of fun. We all want to help each other do the best we can and get that pumpkin on the scale.
And were you ever tempted, Brian, with one of these big ones to carve it out? And I mean, you could make like a little pumpkin house for kids. They would lose their minds.
Jane would lose her mind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I am not a carver, but there's some of the best guys around. Shannon Engel by Menominee. He's an amazing carver. He does a lot of carving for sport events. He's got one up at Mall America. He does a phenomenal job. At Stillwater, what they'll do is they'll actually take them out, gut them out, and they'll take them down the St. Croix River with canoes. And they'll have a pumpkin contest, or a canoe contest using pumpkins.
When does that happen?
October 14th and 15th of this year, every year, second week of October.
I'm going to have to write
it's
that. Really,
it's fun.
Look it up.
It's cool.
That is hilarious. So they hollow out the pumpkins and then they canoe the pumpkins down the river.
Yep. They jump in with a paddle and they have a race.
Brian, you are blowing Jane's mind right now.
I've lived here most of my life, Brian, and I never knew about this. And I'm 63 years old, and I feel like I've been cheated out of this experience for all of these years when it was right in our own backyard.
Right.
Any other tips for people who are listening? If they're thinking about it, they're slightly tempted, they want to learn more.
Well, if you hear of a show in the neighborhood, and there's 4 or 5 in Wisconsin, a couple in Minnesota, whatever, go seek them out. You'll be blown away. I mean, when you see kids just, gosh, go, oh my gosh, and they look at that. Kids are also 30 years old, 50 years old, that's 63 year old, because it brings the kids out of you when you see them things. They're amazing. I think they put smiles on people's faces. If we can spread a little joy doing it that way, I'm all for it.
Well, and I would think that's how you get people hooked into trying to grow giant pumpkins, right? You wake up that child part and decide, I think I want to try doing that. That looks like fun.
Even if you had a small seed, an Atlantic giant seed, you plant it in the garden normally, you could get a 400 to 500 to 700 pound pumpkin. The genetics have gone so good, you know, and just do common sense gardening. It's easy to have a pumpkins over 300, 400, 500 pounds.
And then when you're handling them, do you have to have a backhoe or something?
Yes. So when they're that big, it usually takes a couple guys, a skid steer or telehandler, skid steer. Some have some homemade jacks, but we have what's called a lift ring, and we send straps around the outside. We have a bottom rope around where we cinch it, and so when the skid steer picks up the pumpkin, the straps cinch against the pumpkin, lifts it up, and then we put a pallet under it, and then take it, put it on our trailer.
That's got to be pretty. That's got to be pretty tense when you're moving those things.
It's very tense. It is. Yeah, yeah. It's very nerve wracking.
I'm sure.
Look underneath to see everything's good. Get it on the pallet. Unfortunately, I bought a new trailer, which is what I call pumpkin money, a couple years ago. It was 6.5 feet wide. Well, Macy wouldn't fit on it. I had to go get a U-Haul truck.
You had to rent a truck to move your pumpkin.
Yep.
That's dedication, yep. Brian.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. That is a good problem to have. Well, congratulations. What a happy, fun, wonderful story. And we will have a link to the article. There was a WPR did an article, or MSNBC had an article on you, so you can see pictures of Brian and Macy and all the related things in our show notes. Give us a chance to get those up after the show ends. Brian Matthewitz, continued growing success, my friend. And
oh, I see what you did there.
Next year, I'm going to meet you at the pumpkin race when they're going down the river.
I probably won't do that. I don't know how to swim.
Just hang on really tight. That thing will carry you all the way. Thank you so much, Brian.
There you go.
Take care.
Yeah, all the best to you guys, too.
Take you care. As well. Thanks, Brian. So much. Oh, I love stuff like that. Greg Bach.
I like I said, it's I love watching you like this.
But again, what a great way to meet people. What a great way to develop some community. It's a happy, fun, clean living kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I do love the community aspect of, like, we give the seeds away. People's records are made to be broken. We need to.
And we share tips and
exactly.
We share, you know, we share suggestions and stuff like that. So it reminded me, we've talked to you about some of the smaller brewers in town who will also do that. So
Yeah. The brewing community, if you're worth your salt, we're all in it together. It's a great community.
And so are the pumpkin people.
Yeah.
Go pumpkin people. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us today. Thank you to Kristen Bry. Thank you, Brian Matthewitz and Macy. Greg Bach, of course, love you, my dear. We will see you tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for the Todd Allbaugh Show coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.